Tell me first about looking after your mother.
One time when I woke up to reality about my mum and mum's state connected with diabetes is she used to fast, and which she shouldn't really do because she's on medication. And I went down to her home and knocked on the door. Nobody opened. I opened the door with the key I had, and she was lying in bed. And when she was lying in bed, I thought, Mom, get up, and she wouldn't get up. I thought the worst. So eventually she got up, just about, and I gave her something to drink. And she was very confused. She wasn't making sense. And then I realised that she never took her medication. She hasn't been eating because she's been fasting. So I gave her something to eat and gave her some medication. And obviously being Alzheimer's as well, she's very confused. And that's what really shook me and woke me up, that my parents need my attention, my support. So that was how I started to get involved more in Mom's life. And she was medicating herself incorrectly as well. She was taking too much tablets sometimes. And that's when I realised that, why does she forget? I didn't know the Alzheimer's till about a couple of months later. She had Alzheimer's as well. And she used to also go out during the night time with confusion. So drastic action had to be taken. So a member of family had to, well, not had to, well, I wanted to look after my parents, because I suppose I'm old fashioned in my ways. And also my mother had other illnesses. She had a hip replacement. She was disabled. She had corrosion of the bone. But she's a very strong-spirited woman and carried on. And also my mum was very, I believe what kept her going to the last days was her faith. And that's what kept her a very strong-spirited woman. And she's very kind-hearted. So then from there, and obviously I took over and took care of her and made sure she's a lot of things she never saw in life. I gave her the time and space and took her out. And simple little things like going to a shopping store and seeing a toy shop, she found it fun and exciting. And she was laughing, and that, simple things like that she never saw in life. And obviously, she's limited with her disability to do her exercise and walking. So I had to find other ways to keep her active. But she was, like I said, as a battle axe. She'll walk 20 minutes or as much as she could just to work up a sweat, which helped her diabetes.